The absence of evidence is not the evidence of absence.
What?
Simply because you don't have evidence that something does exist does not mean that you have evidence that something doesn't exist.
What?
No, you're already recording?
Oh, okay. I'll just not say anything in
incriminating. Nice.
Like Pokemon, like Mario Party background.
Looking at people going on a quest, just as we are. Damn. This episode is brought to you courtesy of Budweiser. And Alex Keith.
I wish. Alexander Keith, sponsor me if you end up hearing this, please. You should just introduce me. Like, don't even introduce me. Just say, like, I'm the voice in your head or something. An angel on your shoulder.
Me and my subconscious. Well, God is already white, so I guess my subconscious will be white too. Welcome, beautiful people. Welcome to another rendition of that podcast. My name, of course, is Noah Importance, aka the Black Aristotle, aka your baby mama's baby daddy, the Black Teletubby, and the Sexy Ninja Turtle. But my mama named me Jacob, so you know, something like that.
Jacob.
I'm with me today. He's somebody I think I can confidently call a very good friend of mine. He doesn't know that yet, but I'm not running by him yet. Because he's hearing it for the first time.
And who are you again?
Look. Nigga, look, man. He can introduce himself. You know, he has a nickname.
Yeah, I do. I'll spare you from them, though. Just, I found Jacob. He was walking down the street one day. And I'm like, hey, you look like you can come inside and have a drink. And he's like, sure. Now I know him.
We're going to talk about gentlemen in Paris. All those gentlemen.
Gentlemen in Paris.
The gentlemen in Paris are going to have a brush for that.
Sir Kanye.
Or
Jay-Z.
Yeah, so Alexander the Great, right? Was he that great?
I mean, honestly, probably not. Like, he got one tummy ache from eating something bad. Like,
and that was it.
Once, and then he's like, guys, I'm tapping out.
So
like,
maybe he wasn't that great.
Exactly. Maybe he was just all gassed up and hyped up. Like, who knows?
This guy. That's fine. That's how I should. He was gassed up.
Yeah, no, maybe we only know like his name, even though he's alive thousands of years before us, just because, you know, he was gassed up so much. No, he would just walk up to the battlefield and be like, you guys are going to lose, and then just gaslight them into believing it.
So speaking of, that's the idea of Santa.
Yes, Santa. That is...
Like, it's something, of course, I've always known and seen.
It's a very interesting concept, because when I was a kid and I thought about, like, because every now and again, like, you just have these thoughts, and you're like, oh, Africa, do the kids in Africa get presents too? Like,
I mean, of course, like, Christmas was a big thing. Like, well, depending on, like, how economically blessed you are.
Yeah, for Christmas it's like I don't know. I grew up as a Canadian, like North American, my whole life.
Captain
like,
Canada.
Like I'm born here, lived here my whole life. Like so, Thanksgiving dinner and Christmas dinner are similar for my family at least. Yeah. They're a little different.
Yeah.
Turkey, unless you're like you go out and you look for like turkey sandwiches stuff. It's like turkey, mashed potatoes, the stuffing, like some cranberries.
Yeah.
Because I've had this tradition with my family. Very special Christmas breakfast. It's a breakfast that my great-grandfather made and passed down to my grandmother, who passed down to my mother. It was like a mixture of like bacon, some bread, some corn flakes on top. It sounds weird,
but it's just like, it's something that you've always done, right?
Yeah, I think it's this casserole. Like it's this casserole in the oven. That's like what I described, like just all these things in it, like put a bag. It's like, it sounds really weird describing it until you have it. It's good.
No, like kids keep like the facade going. I think kids know something.
At some point,
but they keep
it
going for free presents.
Yeah, well, for presents, but also if you're an only sibling, like yeah, sure, you might mock that. But if you have a younger sibling or you have cousins,
you keep it for them.
Well,
fuck that shit. I broke all my siblings' dreams early. We're in Africa. Okay, you think the toothpaste is coming from America? You do not 24-hour flight for your tooth, and you've not been brushing for days.
Just knock out.
Think about
your
climate change.
Yeah, knock out all your teeth and just get them to take the next plane over.
Then basically, I'm blaming Santa and the Tooth Fairy for climate change. Imagine like that.
Oh, he uses
their carbon footprint. That's crazy.
Maybe, I don't know. I know cows are really bad for the carbon footprint, but like how are reindeer doing? Like if they're using that many calories, they have to eat so much. Imagine how much they're farting and stuff.
Oh shit, I've never seen anybody like doing animal rights for Rudolph and shit.
Like, oh man. No, that's another question. Like, so So Santa Claus, North America, it's in wintertime. It's just super snowy.
Yeah, but like
that. He's wearing winter clothes. He wears the big wool jackets, all poofy and fluffy like that.
Yeah.
He drives a sleigh.
Yeah.
In Africa, is it the same image?
Yeah, because of Disney. Thank Walt Disney. Courtesy of Walt Disney, yes. Because all the Christmas movies and shit like that.
Well,
that's the idea of Santa. We don't have Black Santa. I don't think our fathers would allow that. Like another black man providing. No, I am the provider. I am the original African man.
No.
Do you think like Black Santa's just there, like North Pole forever? Just doing the Wakanda symbol. Wakanda like,
no, if Santa was real, man, like if he was traveling all the way across the planet, like half. Like, especially Africa's just one part. Like, there's some parts that's really fucking hot in Africa. Like, he's wearing full winter gear when he's up here in Canada. Like, he's decked out for the cold. He's flying through the atmosphere. Like, he's in the elements. Like, he needs to have this heavy winter gear. And, like, just like that, snap of the fingers, he's in Africa somehow. Do you think he starts stripping at some point to stay cool? Like, he's...
And imagine, like, I live by the equator. So by the time this guy gets down to me, he's fully naked. So I've been stripped by Santa.
Yeah,
basically, Santa's a nudist.
Well, there you go. maybe that's why no one has seen him across the planet. It's like he has invisibility cloaks or something when he's up north, but when he gets down south, it's just scoured from your memory. This fat man just slapping down your chin, you're just kicking down your front door, just standing.
Jingling his bells. Like, so I think maybe that's where the song came from. Jingle.
that apparently, no, that's at that point, that much time in the cold and the hot, I think your balls would be formed to steel. They would be dinging across each other. That's the cell of reindeer bells. It's not reindeer bells, it's Santa's.
Like, guys, we actually want to talk about serious things. We plan things out, I promise you. We want to talk about serious things like politics and philosophical questions like, you know, Schrodinger's cat and whatever.
Alright, so.
No.
How about I throw a political question in with a philosophical question real quick? All right. So, what do you think is more important, the right or the left? I mean, when it comes to Santa's balls, which one
is the most sound? Blue and red. I like how you did that. That was good.
Which one is the main, like, which one's slightly larger? Which one's hitting the other one a side of, like, farther away? Which one's generating more noise? Climbing down your chimney, kicking down your door, eating your cookies, and leaving shit off.
And I mean, the left ball has always, like, look at just the history of wars and shit. Left ball being so left, so afraid. Like, I think, like, a perfect, because what we always say, like, other democracies can't attack other. Like, it depends on whatever principle you have. If there's economic independence, you won't fight, right? Or like, because you'll never have the good.
But anyway, Sigmund Freud,
back to balls.
The man himself.
Back to balls. So, like, I think, like, the right is important sometimes because it allows us to accept, like, difficult truths. But the left is the best to just, like,
balance. I can agree.
It might, like, get crazy.
I could agree with that.
Yeah.
But, like, from what I've seen in recent years at least, like, I wasn't alive during, like, the Cuban Missile Crisis or anything back then. Yeah. But I've seen recently, when it comes to foreign relations between, let's just use the United States, when it comes to the left versus the right, they both,
because you can, like, say, like, when Canada is very left.
Oh, Canada is closer to, like, a socialist government. I think, like, last time I looked it up, it's like a, I believe it was defined, like, as a socialist anarchy or something like that. I could be completely,
which again is, that is as left as you can get.
Yeah,
to the point of now anarchy.
Well, I mean, the populace does have a lot of say just with anything that goes on, but at the same point, there's so much discord because of that. Because if you give the power to, I think it's around 40 million people now, like 50 million, like, not all of them are going to see eye to eye.
People are very indecisive.
Yeah, no, people are indecisive. Like, some people don't know what they're going to eat that day, let alone what they should say to foreign neighboring countries or people who have completely ideological disbeliefs that they have.
Yeah, so sometimes they'll be surprised when it happens.
I mean,
that was lit.
I mean, that was hilarious.
Nah.
Because the fact that.
Just to make you feel less guilty, my parliament has had like a lot of like gender-based violence in it, like politicians fighting and men hitting women and all this shit.
If you actually watch videos of like the House of Commons and stuff like that and the politics half, it's kind of funny. It's like debate club at high school.
All of them, like all parliaments, like whatever society you wanna picture, like whichever country you wanna think of, like when it comes to parliament, it's just like it's like parliament is a reflection of like what we were as teenagers. Like, whatever that country's teenagers were like, parliament is like the heightened version of it. These were just big babies.
Yeah, no, but like, it's this funny thing about like that whole thing. Like, I think the Speaker of the House that was in Parliament in Canada, at least after he also stood up and applauded for the war hero who turned out to be a part of the Nazi Party.
Yeah, that was
he retired. He resigned. He retired because he felt embarrassed.
They fired him. That was the retirement. That was the retirement.
But at the same point, nobody knew who this man was. All he said is, "I'm a veteran from World War II." And at this point, like, I'm not trying to be a sympathizer whatsoever, but he was a soldier and he followed orders. Didn't do good things necessarily.
People have time to Google neighbors. You know, tell me, like, not one single person like felt like, let me just look.
Let me just type his name.
To be honest,
on the old search engine, let me just type.
I'm going to tell you one thing for certain. Everybody who was in that room right there did not actually give a shit to who that person was. They just wanted that. They heard war hero and they stood up. They stood up. Think the parliament like, going on right now is putting that much research into stuff that actually matters fine. Like that?
War hero is fine. But if the war hero has an accent, that maybe should be a tale of which side of the war they were on. Maybe we should know, maybe, because I always say like a generation that like, has forgotten about
it. Oh, you know, Canada is just recently starting to acknowledge the stuff they did, like when it was first being colonized, especially for indigenous people in the area. Like, in Halifax, they tore down a statue to Cornwallis, who was deemed to be the maritime Hitler. No, he put a bounty out on indigenous people. He would hire people to go and get their scalps, but the whole thing was, he would get the scalps of indigenous people, but he would lure them in by offering to trade for pelts. So, like, the difference here is if we're talking about an individual serial killer, somebody who has mass killings by the means of being a serial killer, putting their numbers probably, I think it's above 6 at that point, to be, like, I forget the word, but, like, so if you're an individual and you manage to get away with 6 murders in a period of time, you're put on certain list, but versus being, like, someone in command of a bunch of different people. Like, if I led a country, or let's say I was Putin. Tomorrow, I could go out and say, I want this many people killed in this area, or shoot this bomb there, and I could be responsible for how many of her deaths I was able to accumulate in that one strike.
Yeah.
So, the difference in the question here is one person going out on their own merits and trying to do something that has been scientifically questioned, like, scientifically questioned, I should say, as why on earth would somebody want to kill this many people individually with their own hands or by different means? Okay, let's use this as an example. A movie, a well-known movie or character, Bruce Wayne, Batman. And if you watch the original Batman movie, Bruce Wayne disappears for I don't know how many years. He disappears for a bit, and then he comes back with just a gun. And it's because his parents' murderer was finally found, and he was going to be the one to kill them. And he wanted to murder them after their court hearing. Shows up with a gun. He considered it for a second because he hesitated. He saw him, and I believe someone else shot. I think that's what happened in that scene. So, and after that, Batman had this resolution of, like, I need to fortify myself, my mental well-being, because what's going to separate me from him? But he had this childhood trauma. This dude shot his parents in front of his eyes, leaving a theater because he got scared. And then they leave through the back alley, and the guy pulls up. He's like, give me your necklace. And the dad's like, no, pop. Mom's like, oh, no, pop. And then Bruce is just standing there, and the dude runs away.
He doesn't kill, but he'll fuck you up.
He'll fuck you up. He doesn't kill and he doesn't use guns. In that scene, he went to kill someone and he was going to use a gun to do it. And that fortified his beliefs more so to what separates me from them. Oh, no, no. If you watch some of the recent movies or like some of the comics, he completely ignores that rule. Like, I'm pretty sure there's been iterations of the Batmobile that literally has giant fucking cannons on the side of it. Some recent movies, like, it's like there's things he will do that just blatantly goes against it. Like his rule of no guns. But like I said, his Batmobile has a cannon on it. That's like a super, that's a super gun.
That's like the biggest gun you can get.
The biggest kind of gun you can get. Like it's a.
And then you put it on your car.
Yes. no handheld weapons. But if you have a vehicle mounted weapon of mass destruction, that's fine. It's not against the rules.
But you know what my secret is? Whenever I've had an involvement with the police, I could just be really good at talking my way. I could just have really good charisma or something, but I'm pretty sure it's my
every situation with
being intimate. Oh, yeah. that's a good topic. Actually.
Because like I'm someone like when I look at like the countries that I think that are doing well or that have done well over the course of time, they've had like a little bit of authoritarianism within it. Like you might like believe that your opinion matters, but at the end of the day, whatever like
the ideal politician is someone who doesn't care about money. Doesn't care about monetary
gain for themselves. This is somebody that doesn't exist. It's politics.
Okay.
That is the biggest. For we, people always say that it's like an act of service, right, to be a politician. No, that was just for power hungry.
Oh, that's a good payout. It's like if you actually get to a position of parliament where you are making decisions and like trying to set things in stone, you have a higher paycheck than the majority of people in this country. Like the average income for a household, I believe, I forget which year this was, but it's somewhere between $60,000 to $80,000. Average income for a household. This might have been back in 2016, but still, like that's the average. That's what sets what upper and lower middle class is. Because if you're lower middle class, you are at the point of where you're probably
first of
around
all, like,
60,000.
The class system structure thing. That's the biggest. That's how they got us. That's the politicians. Because they basically just made you feel more important than like somebody else. So, like, what
we all want. Well, it's
that's the feeling like we're actually chasing in life. Yeah. Like to feel better than the next one. Like I am better. And like I know it. There's an actual word for it. There's a description for like who's better than who. And I fit it. Like you don't. You're low middle class. Like middle class, you're basically in the same bracket. You're not rich. Then middle class, then poor people, right? So we've already decided that. Then within the middle class, people are like, no, I still want to be better than you. So you're like lower middle class.
Yeah,
like rich people are rich people, right? Like they accept you're all rich. And like we just keep, I might be a billionaire, I might be a multi-billionaire. We're all rich.
That's the sad truth of it. Like, because no matter where you stand or how better you are than how many other people, you're always going to want more. And then that will lead you to
do you think so?
Better than the people below you, but for some reason you're gonna hold a disregard to the people above you because you're gonna have, you know.
I don't like it about myself. But I think I I'm ambitious and whatever. But I think like there's a point I'll get to. I'll be content. Do you think you have a number? Like, let's say, like, monetary-wise, if you hit this number, this amount of zeros, you're good.
If I hit a certain amount of zeros, let's just say that I have everything I could ever want, or anyone that
Rami
could ever
want. Because everything we all want is all based on even happiness is based on. Because
that's
100%.
Okay.
Look, the ignorance to be happy, you have to earn it. Like, you have to earn your leisure. Like, for you to even enjoy your off time, it's like this. Let me tell you something.
What's your definition of wealth?
Okay, wealth is different from being rich, right?
Being rich
is monetary.
That's money.
It depends
that's
on
assets.
That's whatever.
Yes.
Wealth,
like
monetary
money value.
Yeah.
Essentially,
wealth
money
is
being
that,
rich.
But also the quality of the life.
Yes.
That's like the love you have around you, the people you have around you, the quality of the relationship.
So, what would you rather?
Would
you rather make $1 million a year?
Mm.
Make $1 million a year,
But every minute of every day that you are awake, you're working. You're focusing on business. You're making decisions. You have maybe 30 minutes of free time to yourself every day. And that's when you sit down, and you're eating your lunch halfway through. Or when you wake up, you're eating your breakfast. And even when you're doing that, you're on your phone. You're scrolling through all your business emails, doing that. You're checking your transactions, stuff like that. So you can maximize making $1 million a year. And then you get 1 week of that year where you have your vacation. And then it's just your time to yourself. But I can guarantee you, if you only have 30 minutes to an hour every single day to do what you need to do, and like actually like most of that time is already spent up, like I said, like eating, using the bathroom, you're on your phone, where are you going to have around you? Would you rather that, or would you rather make, let's say, $100,000 a year, which is still a lot. Majority of people, if you break the $100,000 a year...
Bro, I'll find ways to be like happy with that.
$100,000 a year is a lot. Like, a lot of people in Canada do not... That, if you make over $100,000 a year yourself, you are automatically in the upper middle class to you are within...
Being wealthy.
Well, like, more than wealthy.
It's rich. Okay,
would you rather that with a lot of free time on your spare hands? Like, you can have time for the people around you. You're able to build relationships and do what you want to do. Mm. And, like, instead of the 30 minutes to an hour a day of free time, you have probably 4 hours a day.
Now, this is actually... I'm having an internal conflict because I'm like a million. Like, let me tell you, you know, like I can't even like, you know, you're saying $1 million so casually, and we should, because money should not like shout, right? But like earning it, the idea of earning it by yourself, right?
Yeah, $1 million a year.
I'm even thinking
million after taxes.
Because I'm just thinking about like the feeling that would be.
But that's all you're doing. From day in, day out, you're focusing on that million. Because in the end of the year, you're going to have that much money. Set.
And obviously, like, I could blow that money. And it's like, because... Anyway, let me say my answer first. I'll take that.
Yeah.
Like, I don't like money, but I like what money allows me.
No, like if you had this, let's say you had a credit card like that had no limit to it, that you never had to pay.
Because I think even money allows me, if not to be, I'd not be a better person with money, but like I think I'll get most love, I guess. Or like I'll get away with more.
Yes, no, if that is true. Like if you have a lot to be able to give, especially when it comes to money.
And my love language is like being left before. Just leave me to live.
Let me do what I want to
just
do.
Just leave me. Like, leave me. Like, don't, leave me. Don't ask me shit. Just leave me. Like,
here's $1,000. Just go shopping. Go, don't like, talk to me. Buy what you want to. In fact,
do it.
The only time you should text me is a one sentence text asking for more if you spend the $1,000. But give me this week to myself. Let me do what I want to do. Like, and then get back to me afterwards.
Like,
I'm going to respond in 3 to 5 business.
Somebody told me like that. They can't wait like for me to like lose it. Like,
well, that's kind of tying into my question. Would you rather $100,000 a year or $1 million a year? Because if you're making that $1 million and the conditions I set, you are 100% an asshole because you're focusing completely on yourself and your work.
I'm the ultimate capitalist.
And nothing to anything
I
else.
I don't care about nobody. Like, if it's like it's you versus the dollar, I'm taking the dollar every time.
No,
I'd rather get $100,000 because like I also believe in like the quality of. Especially like the more of grown and shit. Because I always believed I'm like an introvert. Like, extroverted introvert. Like, I enjoy my company. But like, I also like understand social.
I think I'm an introvert actually. So like, very similar to what you said, but like.
Not like.
I want to be by myself as much as I can be. But when I'm by myself, I have this voice in the back of my head. It's like, man,
I need to be like around somebody.
It's like you should invite someone over. Like you should be in this group setting. You should go do this. I'm like, all right, fuck it. I'm gonna go to a bar right now. I get to the bar. Okay. I'm sitting there and I'm just there. I'm just like, I want to be by myself.
Also, I think that's kind of that's healthier. That's better. Having experience to my own because it pushes you to do more. Sometimes I think that's like for you to live especially as a young man, you have to always push yourself.
Let's say that's pretty
for my line of profession at the moment, like, that could be part of the thing that's pushing me to want to be spending with the time I have by myself, to myself, even though I get this voice.
Because that's the time you're with people.
All the time I work, yeah. I'm face-to-face.
Basically being social.
Yeah, I'm social. I have to be happy. I have to keep pleasing people. I'm there. I'm putting on a smile. And a lot of the time, I do enjoy doing it. I like meeting new people in those circumstances. Because there's a goal. It's like, hey, I want you to have a good experience when I, like, customer service. I want you to have the best experience possible. But at the same time, you're going to run into maybe one out of every 10 people who just doesn't give a shit. They're going to look you dead in the eyes and just be like, do your job, man, and don't say anything else to me. And let me tell you one thing. If that person isn't super rude to me, when I get that one out of 10 person that's like, I just want to be here. I want to get what I'm doing done.
Here's no natural question.
And I'm going to leave. I'm happy with that. So I'm like, okay, I don't have to put that much effort into it. You want me to shut the fuck up? Just bring you something and then leave and make sure everything's good and you want that? I don't have to put effort into this? Oh my God, thank you.
Like, you only just answered my question before I asked you. Because I was like, do you know, like, are you, like, also, like, with me, I think I'm nice. It's like being nice to people is good about myself.
Yeah.
So, like, that's why, like, I do shit. Like, kind of. Makes you feel better. Or me. Like, it doesn't have to do with, like, that act of service. But I also, like, believe, like, living is, like, the more you help people, the more you interact with people, the more you live. You'll feel the holes. Because you'll give yourself tasks and you have to know. Old! Not section. Which I think is the greatest invention.
Best invention ever?
Oh, the not section. Oh my God. Whoever, like, thought of the note, whoever thought about writing, just think about, like, people had to remember ideas. You had to, like, think of an idea, then remember it.
Best invention of all time?
Because you can't write it anywhere.
Best invention of all time? That the way some books write it down has to be when Sir Isaac Newton invented gravity. Before then, everyone was just floating around willy-nilly. No one could walk. They're just there.
Nobody knew what was going on.
But that, like,
was that an invention? A discovery?
Well, he wrote it down. He was the first to write it down.
But, like, the principle
exists.
Is that... Or, I think I didn't... How I think an invention is. This is not existing. Right?
Yes. A discovery versus an invention.
Yeah, right? Like, discovery, it's already there. Maybe just have to put, like, that on the scroll. Like, when they say man discovered the fire, I love it. Oh, was fire already there?
Yeah. But at the same point,
I mean, God did the whole body push.
Let me tell you, you're talking about Moses and that burning bush?
Because that's my name.
Moses in the burning bush?
You might have known that before. Never.
All I know is he went up to a mountain, he talked to a burning bush, and he came down with stone tablets that were written in it
as
and engraved.
What did
he bring up with him to write on these stone tablets? Was he like, did he have a chisel? Was he just standing there with blank pieces of stone because he was on that burning bush and just telling people these stuff and never showed them, they just believed him? Or were these tablets, like, the original writing was quite literally people would take their own fucking shit and smear it on walls and rocks. So did he come down with a chisel and stuff and just engrave it? Was he just high enough off that burning bush that he was just telling people and they believed him? Or did he come down with shit-smeared stones saying these are the Ten Commandments?
Let me not try to fuck it up. What shape are the tablets? What shape are we doing?
Tablets?
Like rectangular, right? Like if you had to imagine.
By the way, when I grew up, my mom used to read me a Bible, a children's Bible, which is like a picture book. And at night I'd read it, and there's this one bit about, like, the thing. I'm forgetting the name at the moment. But he came down from the mountain after talking to, like, the bush that was on fire, going to cave.
That was Moses, too.
Still Moses? Okay, it was Moses.
Maybe his brother Joshua.
No,
or Aaron.
The guy who relayed the Ten Commandments.
That was still Moses.
Moses, okay. So he came down, and in this book, he had these, like, 10 perfectly symmetrical stone tablets that were, like,
Yeah. Just he's just holding them up like they're pieces of paper. Meanwhile, have you ever set like paving stones before, or like concrete slabs or anything like that? Have you ever held one? Something that's a similar size made of rock.
Yeah, tiles, whatever. Yeah.
They weigh like 60-80 pounds.
He's holding these things up with one like, hand.
You're like, this guy was swole.
That burning bush had some different effects to this man.
Yeah, like believing in God would be
not only was.
Because I'm sure you had to be fit, because I'm sure even Jesus was fit.
Well, I mean. Like,
this guy used to walk around here.
All I know is it's either the burning bush was some like heavenly steroids, or Moses was the original Jim Chad, and that's why he could part the Red Sea. Like, you're talking about like Saitama, like he claps his hands together and just the seas part from the shockwave. That's what he did. Moses, like, he's holding water, he's defying physics, holding the water.
He's a Jim, bro.
He's the original Jim. He's there, he's like just straight flying, just 60-pound tablets, 80-pound tablets, just holding them up one after the other, just for minutes, reading them off so the whole crowd can see. Just above his head, just straight out, arm in the air. They're like 60, 80 pound, maybe 100 pound tablets. We don't know. The concrete, a lot of the time, is not quite as heavy as something like a granite, something like that. Like, maybe if it was slate and it was very thin, but then if it was chiseled, then it would have just shattered. So, like, it leads me to believe that he either had these perfectly symmetrical, super heavy stones. Dude was just like the original Giga Chad, just lifting these things up right in the air, or he came down with a couple of like smaller pieces of rock that made it slate, just really thin, with his own shit smeared over it, just spelling. So like, the original, going back to your first question, like, it's the best invention of all time, you said writing things down.
Yeah.
Originally, that invention was somebody taking their own feces.
Oh my god.
It on rock.
Oh my god.
No, cave fans. Cave fans.
That's what it was. Pictures on the wall of shit with their hands.
I've always wondered, right? Because like, even when I was being taught about like Ali Man and like all the different homos, which did the first thing is. And they'll be like, cave paintings and shit. They discover painting. Like, I've never read anywhere they discovered painting. So like, you always assume, like, people have always been testing. From my own cultural perspective, right? I always assume that, like, you know, even clay, like red clay. So I've always assumed that, you know, maybe they're just clay, like. But now, thinking about like the carnal instinct of just half human, half whatever was before sapien. Like,
we're at the point now where like,
like basically half ape, half human. Like, if you're talking about like the Darwinian theory, that is what he means. God made us, hooray.
Well, I think writing was a thing before language was a thing. Because it was art.
Because it was drawing pictures and like
pictures on the wall.
And, like,
so
beathead or
there was communication and stuff like that, but there wasn't proper enunciation.
A lot of shapes is easier to write, right?
Like, Latin didn't come around for a while after that. Latin was like one of the first derivatives of like a very globally put language. The majority of languages now that are widespread are based off some form of Latin. There's other things too, but like, at that point, like, pictures were the first
form
of
Latin,
writing.
No, I have to challenge you on that.
Latin, I think, if I'm not mistaken.
More than Arabic?
Well, that's another big part of it. But like, at the same point, Arabic's derived off something else. So Latin was an inspiration for English, French, Spanish, and a bunch of other languages.
It was like an amalgam of
the
most popular languages.
Yeah,
from our own little Illuminati, let's have our own language, basically.
Yeah, it was, it was one, because Latin, the reason why Latin gets, let's just say, so much clout behind it is because
the
predominant of time, majority of the super predominant, or let's say successful, colonization
empires and stuff.
Yes,
like that. Yeah.
Were
just
based
using Latin, right?
Some
the Spanish, Latin. The Portuguese,
yeah,
like Romans and the Catholic Church and stuff like that. Right?
Like it was something that originally, like, I was the predominant and most enforced language at one point, and just different derivatives of it, just moving forward. So now you have all these, like. English is still the global and commerce language.
Oh, right, yeah, like right now, because of America and the British. The British?
Yeah.
The good old British colonizers.
Like, not just English, but English being derived off a Latin language is has had the superpowers.
100%, yeah. That helped it, right? That helped the transition.
And I don't know this.
But English steals a lot. English steals from me.
Oh, English is just an amalgamation of a bunch of
whatever is the popular thing is somewhere, they'll find a way to in it.
So that's the thing. Like, if you really, like, on a more serious note, like, I've going back, like, yeah. I said, writing originally was just someone taking your shit and smearing it on the wall. Like, drawing a painting on the wall, being like,
Like, let me, if I could, like, spell this smell.
Exactly, let me just paint this. But, like, it was the original version of somebody taking a photo of, like, you know, sometimes you, like, you go to the bathroom, you take a poop, you look at the poop, and you're like, oh, God, that doesn't look that good. You take a photo, you show it to someone?
No, I do not.
No, you've never heard about that? I've heard
about people doing that via the internet. Via other people confessing.
So this done that. This
I've never even been doing that.
So the original invention of writing, or let's say art, just something like that, was essentially somebody taking that same merit, being like, let's look at this shit. But they were proud of that
something
shit.
Kind of
so
similar,
they drew art with it.
Something kind of similar happened. In a podcast. Podcast.
You can say whatever you want in the podcast. Yeah. No one's gonna hear it.
I was because a podcast. No! The truth! It hurts because it's true!